Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Well, that's been an amazing show, and I'm really delighted. I want to get right into our last interview for today, because it really is a powerful journey of someone that I admire very much, a young man who comes from a great family, and that, of course, is Damon Griffith. Damon tells us the story, and we're going to hear this morning in the next 10 minutes about his life, in which has taken him all around the world. And I wanted to say good morning to you, Damon.
Good morning, Jim.
I want to thank you too for being here, a young man who shares an incredible amount of energy and experience at such a reasonably tender age.
Thanks.
I love what you do. I love your family. I've known your family for, 25 years and so on. So I just want to say that and put that out there. Damon, at 19 years of age, Michael Fratley says to you, I want you to come and dance with me worldwide. What an amazing journey. Take us through that and tell us what it was all about, the dance, the Lord of the Dance.
Yeah, look, it was always a show that I looked up to and, wanted to be a part of, ever since I was around 10 years old. And then, obviously I was a dancer growing up. I did tap dancing and Irish dancing. And played soccer with your younger son.
Yes.
And
was the most talented soccer player I'd seen for many, many years. Let me just say that, listeners.
Thanks. So, I finished school and finished high school at Oak Hill College and sent away a video of myself dancing and just a small resume. Obviously, at that stage, I only had sort of, competition experience. And then it took about 6 months for them to get back to me. I'd almost kind of nearly forgotten about it, to be honest. It just so much time had passed, I just assumed, they sort of passed on me.
So let's take that.
Yeah.
You come home one day or your phone rings and they say...
They did. They actually rang my teacher. They didn't ring me directly. They rang my teacher and they said that they wanted me to join a new show. So this was before I joined Lord of the Dance. They wanted me to join a new show called Celtic Tiger that Michael Flatley was doing. And they didn't know if he was going to be in it, if the show was actually going to go, full steam ahead. But we're in the rehearsal stage and, we need some new young dancers coming through. And we want you. We've seen your DVD.
And this is a young person who's 18 or 19, listeners, right, gets this phone call from the world-renowned dancer, top of the pops at that time, amazing amounts of shows, come and join us.
Yeah. So, look, after they did make contact, it probably wasn't another 6 months until I actually joined. So it was around March 2005 that I flew to London. And I joined rehearsals. I flew in on a Friday and I was ready to start on the Monday. So I had someone, they'd organised someone to pick me up at the airport.
And let's look at the rehearsals. You do your rehearsals in Australia. You think you're working at a level. You go there. You get the master say, get in the room. Let's go. Is that a notch up?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I still remember my first week and especially my first day, and I got to meet Michael and, there was a few other people who were brand new and we all sort of got to meet him. And
did he have an aura around him?
Sorry?
An aura. Was there something around him when you met him?
Yeah, of course, yeah. He was just, very intense. He was much more actually American than I imagined. I guess I'd never really heard him speak or hold a conversation with anyone before. All I'd seen was, him perform as an Irish dancer. So you kind of assume, even though he was, raised in America, he had this aura about him, like, come on, it's time to go, let's start,
So let's just work through that. What would your days, would they be like 5-hour days, 10-hour days, 15 hours a day when you're rehearsing?
It was about at least an 8-hour day. So, yeah, I still remember my first day. I honestly had never tried so hard in my life that the lactic acid that I woke up to the next morning in my legs was it was something I'd never felt before.
And did you have to go to the studio again?
Yeah, the whole week. and the worst thing was, I was trying to hide this sort of soreness, stiffness in my legs, but you just had to put up with it. And it was almost like when it came to lunchtime, that was the worst time because you stopped and you sat down and...
Did you start to have doubt? Like, I mean, in that week, working so hard, thinking, it's unrelenting. Did you start to think, what am I doing?
I wouldn't say I had doubt as to what was I doing. It was more, I just got to push through, this. You know, like, I mean, picking up the steps and, you know, whatever else we were told to do and, you know, be there and you got to... you know, be here on that count and this count. It was, no, that was fine. I guess I was at that young age where I just come out of competition and, you know, good teachers growing up. So I was sort of ready for it, you know, I was hungry for it. And it was all that I could have imagined doing.
Like at that moment when you said, Damon, you're on tomorrow night?
Yeah, it was, that tomorrow night.
Had a tear in your eye?
Yeah, look, I did. I remember having one or two cries, whether it had been hard days or, you know, the reality of what I was doing.
Sure.
But, you know, I remember after the very first show we did, and, you know, we filmed the DVD, and Dad knew the time difference, and he messaged me pretty much straight after.
Wonderful.
And he said, yeah, how did it go? And I remember messaging him back and saying, yeah, it was the best night of my life. You know, it really was. It was just...
And isn't brilliant. That beautiful to be able to share that moment with people you love? I mean, not only the takeout for yourself, but to share that moment with people you love, and in this instance, Mum and Dad and so on.
Yeah.
All of their hard work of driving you around, you doing it, all of those things at that one moment, that collective of emotion. It's just amazing. You know, we've all had that in our life. You're going to come back because we want to talk more and more about this stuff, because I just think it's absolutely amazing. You then get to travel worldwide. Tell us some of the really amazing things that happened. What's the biggest crowd you've performed in?
One of the biggest crowds was around 30,000, and that was quite early on when we were in Budapest. That was like in a stadium there. We also travelled to Taiwan. We did some stadiums there. That was just amazing. You know, big arenas there as well. You know, probably the most famous arena was Madison Square Gardens in New York. That was, you know, when I saw that on the tour list, I was like, wow, you know, that was really cool. You know, and performing in, you know, on other TV shows, especially in America. We did the Good Morning America in New York. That was filmed out of Times Square. You know, that was really cool. We did Dancing with the Stars. That was filmed in LA in CBS studios there. That was a really cool gig.
So how long was that time for you in your life?
So I started the show in 2005, and then I finished around, I think it was around 2013.
A long time.
Yeah, it wasn't like continuous though. It wasn't like, you know, a 45 weeks of the year or anything. I would say generally maybe about 7 to 8 months of the year, and then the rest I would either maybe stay over there for a few weeks or come back home. Yeah.
So what happens? That part of your life closes in terms of that wonderful experience and the lessons you learn from it, and then you go where?
Yeah, look, so obviously I tried to keep up other styles of dancing, so I always did tap dancing. That was the very first style. So I've kept that up, and I get some corporate work with the Tap Dogs, which actually came out at the same time as, mm-hmm. you know, Lord of the Dance and River Dance and all of that. So they're still going. But obviously at the minute, you know, with the current COVID situation, the whole industry is just shut down. Mm. I've started teaching. I just teach one night a week at the moment, and that's at a dancing school in Windsor called Extreme Talent Co. And I just do tap dancing classes there on a Thursday night. And I have a full-time job, so I work with Coles, so at their distribution centre, and it's actually worked out perfect with, you know, this whole situation. Dancing just wouldn't have existed at the minute, you know. So
we're coming to the end of our time. We've only got 1 minute left, but just tell our listeners, what's it given you in your life?
What's it given?
What's your experience has given you?
Oh, look, it's given me you know, a lot of knowledge about the world, the way business and show business, you know, works, and that if you really want something, there's no sort of shortcuts. You have to work for it.
And on that note, we're going to finish on that. That's an amazing takeout. Damon, thank you for being here on Spotlight with Darren and Jim. Would you come back, please? Because I think there's lots of things that we can tell people and young people, and people can tell their children and tell their grandchildren about. If you believe and you have a dream, you can do it.
Thanks.
Yep. Thanks for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you.
And that's Spotlight for this morning. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Damon. Stay tuned for Rajan Radio with Lunchtime Special on Alive 90.5.
Doesn't it go quick?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah.
Alive 90.5.